views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, part of the Transformational Talk Radio Network. Now, we're here to discuss ideas and issues that can transform your life. And I know that that we've been reaching a chord with people based on the emails that we receive following our shows. And today, well, we have a great show lined up for you. But to start, if you want to ask questions or contact me, reach out via email to chuck@chuckgallagher.com. Gallagher is G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. And I'm so happy to hear from you and open the door to communication and to your transformation. Now, I talk a lot about choices and consequences. Well, actually, my wife says I talk a lot about, well, she just says I talk a lot, but that's a different subject. In every presentation, however, I start with the statement that every choice has a consequence. The challenge that often arises when we're thrust into situations that require us to make choices that we didn't really want to make, situations we consciously didn't choose to be in, is we have issues that we have to deal with. We have to deal with where we are, and often where we are is not where we want to be. For example, whether it's a breakup, family fallout, a stall in your career, or an unexpected loss, the fact is life is filled with events and circumstances that can knock you off your feet, leaving you feeling stressed, confused, and lost. Life sometimes hurls at us opportunities to make choices. And, well, if we make bad choices, the consequences will be less than desirable. I know. I'm transparent about my past choices. And I've made some pretty poor choices in life. And the outcome, well, let's put it this way. The outcome wasn't fun. But I'm also living the opposite today. If you make positive, empowering choices in life, you will find that the outcome can be awesome. So I guess it's safe to say here on Straight Talk Radio that I know a thing or two about choices and consequences, but my guest today is also a master of choices and change. Dr. LaWanna Gladney is an emotional wellness doctor, speaker, trainer, author, and CEO of her own company, Emotional Wellness. Dr. Gladney has presented and trained literally around the world, speaking to companies, schools, and churches, working with Fortune 500 companies such as IBM, Pitney Bowes, AT&T, Aetna, Texas Instruments, and my goodness, the list goes on. She's a trailblazer in the area of health and wellness, something that everyone listening to this show is interested in. Dr. Gladney, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, you know, it's my honor. I know that you are in the Dallas marketplace and associated with the NSA chapter, the North Texas chapter, and that is where I got my start speaking. So I kind of feel like there's a certain kindred spirit, even though I am no longer in North Texas. That still is an awesome rocking market, and I know that it's a great place to be. But you have a new book entitled, If You're in the Driver's Seat, Why Are You Lost? And I have to tell you, I love the title and the cover of your book. So let's get started on our conversation and tell me, what was your motivation in writing this book?
Oh, well, Chuck, in what I do, I find that life brings about so many different challenges. And there was not a life management class that you can take in college. I went to school for 12 years, and there was not, well, that's on top of the formal learning. So 24 years of my life was spent in classes, in classrooms, and teachers, and professors, and learning. And there was not a life management course on how to manage your life. And as the emotional wellness doctor and success psychologist, I found that so many people, what trips them up in life is that they are lost. We come up on situations that happen, and you don't know what to do about it. You don't know which direction. And so we end up lost. And I knew that everybody couldn't come into my office. I'm not going to get a chance to see everybody. So what better way to get the message out and to help people create strategies and actually literally a roadmap that is going to help them navigate through all of the detours and challenges and setbacks and setups and everything else, what better way than to put a book out there that can reach the masses? So that was the motivation for writing it.
That's, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Gladney. Do you mind if I call you Luana?
That's fine.
You know, it's interesting, Luana, when you talk about life management classes, what you said really is so true. You spend, well, we all spend whatever educational time we have, wherever that may be. But, you know, the thing that we all have to live is our life, and yet rarely do we find that we have true, direct, focused educational opportunities to say, okay, here's how you navigate.
Right.
We take courses on, you know, mathematics. We take courses on the appropriate use of the English language or on chemistry or, in my background, accounting. But that doesn't necessarily say, but here's the way things happen in life, and here's the GPS system, so to speak, that will help you understand, okay, well, if you take a wrong turn, you know, where do you have that natural voice inside that says, wrong turn, make a U-turn ahead if you mm-hmm. can. I mean, the GPS is a marvelous thing, but that's so missing in terms of being able to teach people. So I applaud you for the fact that you kind of worked to create a book that provides a GPS guidance for life.
Right. Yeah, you're so right. It's just a missing piece in life. And even with the book, Chuck, unfortunately, everybody's not going to buy it that needs it, but it is something out there that exists. And of course, there are a lot of self-help books and a lot of things that help people if you actually read it. The difference in my book is that in each and every chapter, I talk about each and every really kind of category of our lives. So we talk about, you know, finding who you are, defining that you're lost, looking at your insecurities, the way you think, the words that you say, looking at your health, your emotions, looking at your finances and your relationships, and the toxic people that you have in your life, looking at your spirituality. So it encompasses all the different categories of our life. And at the end of each and every chapter, I lay the roadmap out. Here's step one. This is what you need to do. Here's step two. If you're dealing with, let's say, depression, because 19 million people are depressed that we know of, the stats say 19 nationwide, 120 million worldwide, but that's just the people who we can count. There's so many people who are functionally depressed, and they are depressed from situations, so it's called situational depression. And there's a lot of people that will not ever go to the doctor to be diagnosed. The point to all of that is it's because life things have happened and people don't know what to do about it. And so it sends them in a tailspin, and it sends them in a downward spiral emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And so what I do is I say, okay, if you're finding yourself here and you're finding yourself feeling this way, here's step one. This is what you need to do. Here's step two. Here's step three. Here's step four. So it's almost like learning a dance. Anybody can learn how to dance, and we see that on Dancing with the Stars. You can learn the most complicated anything if it's done step by step. So I'm trying to help people and teach people their lives, how to manage their lives step by step.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things that I noticed, obviously, familiar with the book, I looked at the reviews because I'm always interested to see what other people have to say. And one of the folks said, one of the noticeable qualities she, referring to you, has is taking a positive and straightforward approach to the causes of problems and the way they can be solved. The solutions were always very realistic and doable. So let's talk about, because I was fascinated by that word, causes of problems. And I'm kind of interested because you really have a what I'm going to call a worldwide view, because certainly you've spoken internationally and talked with people outside of your immediate marketplace. So I'm interested to see what your take is on where our problems come from.
Where do our problems come from? You know what, Chuck? Problems just come because life, and because they're people, and because life is imperfect and people are imperfect, there are going to be problems and there's going to be issues. And many of the things that happen in life, a lot of times are things that you can't even control. So we have no control over our family, what family we're born into, whether our family is going to be dysfunctional or not. We have no control over the socioeconomic level, so that obviously then dictates, you know, our education levels and different things. There's some things that we don't have control over. We don't have control over some of the deaths and the things that can really trip people up. We don't have control over that, over those type of things. And so the problems are going to be there. You learn that at a very early age, that there are going to be problems that you can't do anything about. The only thing that you can do is control how you respond. And then there are certain things in life that I teach people that you can control. So for every problem, there is a solution. That is something that I drill in everybody's head. I don't care how big the problem is, there is a solution. So I help people to understand if you know the cause of the problem. Sometimes people don't know what the cause of the problem is. But nevertheless, instead of focusing on the problem, let's focus on the solution to the problem. Therefore, we shift the energy from negative to something positive. So you see how that works?
That is so powerful. So stay tuned with us here on Straight Talk Radio. Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. And, well, I welcome the opportunity to hear from you. Just drop me an email at chuck@chuckgallagher.com. And let's continue the dialogue here on Straight Talk Radio. My guest today is Dr. LaWanna Gladney, the author of the new book, If You're in the Driver's Seat, Why Are You Lost? And oh my goodness, this is a great book. It is filled with insights, information, and solutions. This book is a practical guide that teaches how to take control and regain personal identity by learning how to manage emotion, stress, health, and any other aspect that is keeping you from happiness. Dr. LaWanna Gladney acts as your personal coach through this and provides inspiration with ideas, easy strategies, and sound advice to help you cope with stress and navigate through everyday challenges. And we were talking a bit about this concept that there is a solution to every problem, and sometimes it's a function of the choices that you make. And I guess I want to ask a question or two. Now, you know, on Straight Talk Radio, from time to time, I have to ask those questions that others shy away from. So here's one of them. Some people believe, Dr. Gladney, that subconsciously we are very active contributors in creating the circumstances we face. Now, other people seem to prefer the idea that we don't have control and we're victims and we have little responsibility for where we are in our lives. Do you fall into one of those camps or the other?
Oh, absolutely. I do believe that subconsciously we are really controlling where we are. And so I teach people and my clients that where you are in life is a direct reflection of where you thought you would be. And so that does play into the subconscious, and people get all stirred up saying, what do you mean? And just even for me, as an example, I knew that, but I had to be reminded of that. And when I was going through my divorce, after 23 and a half years of marriage, and I said, well, you know, I didn't think myself into this divorce. You know, my business was suffering financially. I didn't think myself into... Well, you do, because what happens is your thoughts turn into actions. So what you think, and sometimes people are driven by fear. So they're so afraid that they're going to lose what they have, or they're so afraid they're not going to get something, that that's the way that they act. And then that fear is really what is stopping them. So, yes, I do, and I am a firm believer, and that's what I'm trying to teach people with this book, that you do have some control over things in life. While we can't control how the streets are laid out, so if we want to use the metaphor of driving as I have done, you cannot control when there's construction. You cannot control when they put a detour sign up. You can't control how they laid out the streets and if they're curving or not, but you can control and determine and decide if that's the street you're going to go on, if you're going to drive fast, if you're going to be in this lane. So there are things about our life we can control. And when people understand that, then they can take responsibility and do something about where they are. If they take the victim role, and it's like, well, this is just how life. So say, for instance, a person born into a very dysfunctional family and born into poverty. If they feel like they have no control over their current circumstances, but when they get of age and you make choices and decisions, you don't have to stay there. There are other directions and routes that you can take. And then, of course, that depends on if you think that you can, then you will act that way. If you don't think you can, then you won't. So I absolutely fall in the first category.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. And you have professional experience in that, and I guess I would say certainly not professional experience, but maybe life experience. But it's fascinating when you take control of your life and you make a more positive, empowering set of choices, and you recognize that the life you lived, you were a contributor to that life. It wasn't as if it just happened one day.
Yeah.
You know, life becomes a whole lot better. But it's
right.
Fascinating to me the number of people that will call, or I'll see in a seminar, and they'll talk about how you found your second chance and how did you do it, and then they immediately fall back into, but this is what's happened to me, and they go into this victim role, and it's almost, to me it's weird, it's almost like it's more comfortable for them to be a victim and not exercise control and find their happiness than it is just to accept you contributed to it, you're a part of it, so therefore you can change it.
Well, yeah, and that's because the natural human state is that we don't want to put forth a lot of the effort of work. You do what is comfortable for you. You do what you know. People are afraid of things that they don't know. So they know the kind of life that they're already living, and they're comfortable with it. I say that people are content to be discontent. They have found contentment in being discontent. And so to move out of that space, that means that you have to do some work. That means you have to have knowledge about where you're going. And people don't have a clue what to do about it and where to go. So it's like, well, let me just stay in this role, and this is the reason. And so now their life becomes filled with excuses. Well, you just don't understand. You had it so that, you know, at least your daddy was there, or at least your mother was there, or at least you had a grandfather. That, you know, people will give you all types of things and reasons for your life as to why you made it, but why? How come they can't? That's because they're comfortable, and they are content to be discontent. So that's what you're seeing, the nature. And then it's people that are born, because you can't teach people drive. And all that I do, I cannot give you drive. Drive is usually something that is innate and inherent. Some people, so your personalities, and you can see it in younger kids, and you can see the kids that, you know, that are driven, and, you know, they may have more energy, more whatever. And so it's not something that people are born with. And that's why we have so much, when we look at the numbers, the people that actually become successful, people that are actually writing goals, the people that are actually living the type of life they live, it's usually only about 95% of the people are not happy and not content. 5% of the people are. Those are the people who have that extra amount that innately they have this driven personality that in spite of whatever's going on, I'm going to make this life look like how I want to. So most people, they don't have that. And then it's like, well, I don't even know what to do. Where do I begin? Those are the people I'm trying to reach with the book. You didn't know you had this, so I'm going to give you the outlet. Here is the roadmap. Here's what you need to do. You don't like your life, change the script. This is how you begin that process.
See, that's profound to me. I really say this and applaud you for the approach and the content, because you really are right. You do have people who just have natural drive, and they're the folks that will automatically pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and say, okay, that didn't work, and try to find something else that will. Even if they don't know how to find it, they have enough motivation or drive, I like that word, to search it out and figure it out.
Right.
You're providing people who may not have the innate skill, the roadmap, as you put it, to be able to find out what to do. And, you know, it's kind of like if I want to find something, well, I'm going to do a Google search. Well, some people look and like, well, where do you even start? Well, start somewhere. I mean, ask a question. What would you want to know? Mm-hmm. But if you don't know, even if your mind doesn't function in that capacity, you've given them the questions to ask.
Right, right. I'm giving the steps.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I do need to ask this question. It's kind of strange for me, because in the book, if you are in the driver's seat, why are you lost? You mention the main roadblock to overcome deals with insecurities. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so I'm insecure, and that is a main roadblock for me to achieve the success I have. But if I'm insecure, how do I ever become secure? And now that I hear the music playing, that's telling me that we need to take a short break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. Today, Dr. LaWanna Gladney, the author of the new book, If You Are in the Driver's Seat, Why Are You Lost?, has joined me, and she has written a great book filled with insights, information, solutions, a practical guide to take control and regain personal identity. You know, Dr. Gladney has provided some really great information. She is a television personality, has been co-host of a cable show, an expert on Fox 4, and as a media expert, she has been interviewed and appeared on national TV and radio shows and has reached over 40 million with her message. She's written articles and books that help people to manage their emotions and stress, thereby creating amazing lives, and she is a mother of 4 children. Dr. Gladney, you are one busy lady.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Well, you know, we talked about right before the break this question of, you said the main roadblock to overcome in our lives deals with insecurities. And my question is, if you're an insecure person, how do you ever become secure? It seems like this great big circle dance where I'm insecure and I think I'm going to be secure, but I'm insecure, so therefore I stay insecure. How do we overcome that?
Well, and there you go. The question, the answers, who knows? They're all out there. And it's like, okay, so how do I find the answer? So let's take this, because insecurity is the foundation. And you can be, you can find that you are secure one day and something can come along and kind of shake that. Insecurity is really about not believing in yourself in some kind of way, either not believing that you can perform a task, you have low self-efficacy, that is about performing a task, or low self-esteem, or low self-image on how you look, or low self-esteem on how you feel about yourself. So all of that is really related to self. And it is something that every human being has to challenge with and has to conquer. And first of all, acknowledging that you're insecure and identifying what those insecurities are. And I talk about that in the book, and looking at the things that are causing you the insecurity. And then we have security blankets that we put up all around us. And they come in things, they can come in people. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm secure if this particular person is around. That starts out when we're young. So when your parents are around, you're not afraid, you feel secure, you know, if your siblings or your friends are around. And so a lot of this is learned behavior, Chuck, it really is. And then because nobody teaches you all about security and confidence is a skill that you learn. So we all, because we do have battles, we do have this insecurity, so we have to learn how to be confident. And I specifically talk about ways, the road to a higher self-esteem in the book, and what that looks like, and becoming aware of your securities and not comparing yourself to others. Because if you think about it, so much of the time when we feel like we're not good enough or we're not as good as, it is all about somebody else and what we think somebody else has, does, is, or how they look. And it makes you look at yourself and say, well, compared to them, I'm not as blank, fill in the blank. And so one way is to focus on your own self and not about other people and comparing yourself and looking at what they have, how they look, or what they don't. So you have to know who you are and to know what your own special gifts that you have. And then understand then that we all are going to have bouts. I talk about jealousy, which is insecurity's cousin, and we all will have that comes into our life. Well, you know, they got the promotion and I didn't. So now that's going to make you question. You'll either be jealous about it, or you'll question, well, maybe my ability or not, or you'll get angry. There's different ways that you can respond to that. A lot of times it just knocks over people's self-esteem, and it knocks them down, and now they're not confident. Well, I thought I was good enough, but I didn't get it. I didn't pass the test. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Now they start questioning, and it goes back to all those thoughts that we have in our head, all those thoughts that will keep you weighted down because you become your own worst enemy. We're telling ourselves that. So if you grew up in a household and, you know, you had the parents that were constantly trying to tell you how wonderful and beautiful you are and how smart, and they were building up confidence, sometimes that still bounces off. And if a child does not believe that themselves because they're comparing themselves to other people, that doesn't matter. It's like, well, you grew up in this house and we told you. And that happened even with my son. I'm like, I was constantly telling you how smart, but Mom, you're my mother. You're supposed to tell me that. So we were looking around at the other kids, and that's what people do. That's what adults do. And we look around at the other people, and we start to feel less than. And so understanding what all that looks like, and I go in the book about, here's the steps to build your confidence. Here's some activities and things you can do, because you have to understand, Chuck, that everything is about doing the work. If you want to become a secure person and build your confidence, you have to do the work. It's not going to come just because you say, okay, I'm going to be confident today. You have to do the work to get there. And I teach you how to do that in the book. And some of those ways are even looking at your list of accomplishments, what you've already accomplished in your life. You'd be surprised. When I hear them read my bio sometimes in my list of accomplishments, I'm thinking, I want to meet that woman. She sounds fantastic.
Well, it is a profound statement. It seems maybe simple to hear, but it is a profound statement to say that if you're going to accomplish whatever, you have to do the work. Mm-hmm. And that is true. And you know, when I hear you say you have to do the work, I interpret that to mean, and if I'm off base, tell me, that's really more inner work than outer work.
Oh, absolutely. It's inner work. All of and everything in this book is really about inner work. It's all about you. The outside is easy to fix. I mean, you know, we can go in any store, any place, and we can dress up the outside. And I see a lot of dressed up people. I see a lot of rich people. I see a lot of famous people. And guess what? They're so messed up on the inside. So all of this work is about inward work, looking at yourself, doing introspective thinking and processing and working and saying, okay, what are the things that I need to change, and actively participating. And this is the activity booklet that helps you to change. So it is like having a coach, a 24-hour coach, say, okay, so what do I need to do now? Oh, my goodness, you know, I got somebody toxic in my life. Let me go look at the toxic chapter. I need to get rid of this toxic coworker or toxic sibling. How do I handle my sister who is driving me crazy and I can't talk to her another time on the phone? Go look in the book. It'll tell you exactly what to do.
You know, that's interesting. In fact, that was kind of one of the areas I wanted to touch on. So thanks for opening that door, because the book encourages moving away from toxic people. Yet it seems to me that there's some folks who just have a way of attracting those folks in their lives. And, you know, I guess, is it possible that in order to learn life's lessons, we need to attract what we need to learn from till the lesson is learned? Or is that some like Facebook fable?
No. Well, what it is the energy that you put out is what you attract back into your space. And so as long as you're putting out this type of energy, is the same. I'm getting myself all mixed up. But you're going to attract those same kind of people back into your space. So if you are a drama person, you are going to attract drama, even though you say everybody that's around me seems to just have all kind of stuff going on in their life. That's because you're attracting that. People like that do not come up to me. I mean, they're not going to be attracted into my life because I have a no-tolerance zone for that. So you see, it is like, you know, and some of it is the lessons. And even in that chapter I talk about, if you have toxic people in your life, the first thing you have to do is stop and look at what you're getting out of it, because you're getting something out of that relationship. If you have somebody toxic and you're allowing them to be there, you're getting something out of that relationship. So it still points back to you, because you can't change that person. You can only change you. So that's where the work comes in.
That to me, and again, this is a fun conversation and a wonderful interview, because I think you're absolutely right. I see so many people and they have toxic people in their lives or emotionally destructive people. And you look at them and you say, you know, why do you put up with that? And they say, well, I don't like it. And they will complain and moan about it and so forth. And I know I sound very, not very sympathetic. But to me, the issue is, but there's something you're getting from it. There was a lady that I worked with, and I'm still flabbergasted by this, but she was abused by her boyfriend. She got a job in a company that I was a senior VP of sales and marketing in. She was doing a wonderful job. She really had sales potential. We moved her into a sales role. She blossomed, really started producing very well, and made more money than she had ever imagined in her life. And her boyfriend became jealous because she was making more than he was. So he beat her. And because she wanted him, she was willing to stay in an abusive relationship and give up the income which was carrying her to being able to support her child and so forth. And I sat back to myself just baffled by, why would you put up with that? I mean, that guy, as far as I was concerned, you know, there's no chance. I could even fathom being around him. But she was getting something from that would cause her to give up all the good that had come into her life. And it's not for me to judge, because she was the one that was dealing with that issue and would need to do the inner work. I'm hearing the music that says, gosh, we've got to go to break. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Well, we're back for our last segment. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. I am interviewing Dr. LaWanna Gladney. She has written a new book, If You're in the Driver's Seat, Why Are You Lost? I I love that title. Dr. Gladney is a television personality. She is a speaker. She's author. She has traveled the world. And she brings to us, to this show, the opportunity for people to look at, you know, if you've made a wrong turn in life, what can we do and how can we correct that? And I think her book is a masterful book on that. I'd have to say, I would encourage you to pick up a copy of her book. Certainly, you can find that on Amazon.com or pick it up at a bookstore near you. Again, the name of the book is If You Are in the Driver's Seat, Why Are You Lost? And let's get back to some of the questions. We were talking a bit about, you know, this whole concept of what people can attract into their lives. And today, one of the things that you say in your book talks about the power of words. And today it seems to me more than ever that words are far more powerful than they've ever been in the past. And I know this is probably a dumb question, but does it seem like our words are carrying a bit more power these days, or is it just the media is super connected to them?
It's the media and the social media, and everybody's super connected to the words. Probably one of the best social medias is Instagram, because it's all pictures,
right?
And there's no words. So many people get into so much trouble on the social media because of the things that they're saying and the words that they're saying and the posts and the anonymity that comes along with all of the social media. And, you know, people feel like they can just get by with saying anything. But we see in today's society, in light of what has just happened with the NBA, and I put a post out there about how powerful the words are. Words can kill. It only takes one person to bring down something so powerful and so huge. And the whole nation is talking about because somebody verbalized some words. So I took that opportunity yesterday to say, you know that your words are powerful. Life and death is found in the tongue. I talk about that in the book. It's the smallest muscle in our body, but it's really the strongest one because it builds up or it tears down. And it is. So you can build yourself up or tear yourself down. And we were talking about that in one of the segments, is that a lot of times people are tearing their own self down, which is where the insecurity comes from. Case in point of the lady that you worked with. She's in a totally different place. And so she required counseling even to get out of that cycle. She's torn herself down so much and believes this is what she deserves. So the words that we say, just on the positive side of that, you can build yourself up. You want to move into a different place, the success you want to experience, it is going to come along with your words, okay? Your thoughts are feeding your words. And remember I said your thoughts turn to actions. So it's all tied in there together, your thoughts and your words and your actions, but it becomes so powerful. So you have to be very conscious of your words.
Yeah, it's fascinating today. I'm 56, soon to be 57. So, you know, I have enough age at this point to be able to look back and to say, you know, well, what was it like in the 60s and 70s and so forth? And, you know, in the old days, not that, by the way, we're dramatically different people. I'm not sure we are, but we weren't. It wasn't, you didn't have the capability to capture what you can capture today. So, you know, you could be president of the United States and probably slide by some things and nothing would ever be said because there was no way to capture it. And today,
right.
You know, as evidenced by the whole debacle in the NBA and so forth,
yes.
You can be in a private conversation in the middle of a heated argument and someone turn on their telephone and the next thing you know, you find that plastered all over the internet. And it's like, it doesn't make what you said right. You know, what was said was just reprehensible, but it's his innermost thought in the midst of an argument with presumably somebody he cared about, and presumably somebody cared about him, although the whole debate about that might be just that goes into a different world. But it is fascinating to see the power today that words have in our lives. And you're absolutely right, the ability to build up or to quickly tear down. And I've almost come to the conclusion today, and I don't know what it'll be like 20 years from now, but today it's almost as if everything we do is being recorded.
Well, and everything is being scrutinized. And you
absolutely.
Know, but I would like for people to understand how to do that themselves. Everything that you say about yourself, it should be scrutinized with yourself. I don't need to talk like that. So I will find myself saying, how did you do that? Why? And I say, no, don't talk to yourself like that. You made a mistake. Learn from that. You're not stupid. You're not crazy. You know what I'm saying? So if you could monitor your own words, then nobody would have to be worried about being recorded and saying something they shouldn't say.
Absolutely.
Learning how to monitor yourself. And that is what is going to get you successful or not, is that you are learning how to monitor your own behavior. And that's all that we're in control of. Sure, we can fine people, we can bring punishment, but at the end of the day, a person can be put in jail saying the same thing that they said to get them there. That's not going to change how they feel or think or what they're saying. So we have to learn how to turn that inward and monitor and say, am I building myself up or I'm tearing myself down? Where am I choosing to be?
Yeah, I think that's really very profound, because you're right. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about the external power of words, but the reality is the true power is that inward power. And maybe we're to a place in society now or in our lives now where we really can become much more conscious of those words that we think, whether they're uttered aloud or not, doesn't change the fact of how we think, and we have to adjust that to find that true happiness.
Right.
I have a question for you, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time. Actually, I've got two, but the first one, if you were to provide one key piece of advice that makes your book a must-have book, what would that piece of advice be?
A must-have, because it gives you the solutions right there. You don't have to figure it out yourself. It's all right there in writing. If you pick it up, your life will change. It will change. If the solutions are in the book.
Okay, I like that. It's a book of solutions, and if you want your life to change, your life will change with the book. The book is a really, really wonderful book. If you're in the driver's seat, why are you lost? Now, I have to do this. I know you're the author of many books, but one of them is just for men. So you got to tell me just a little bit about the book For Men, written by a woman. I'm intrigued.
It's called For Men Only, 50 Tips to Power Women and ... So it's an e-book. And I wrote that because, you know, as the emotional wellness doctor, I saw some things that I could help men with, because at the end of the day, I know human behavior. So there's some things that are gender specific, but I know human behavior. So I just happen to be female who knows it, because, you know, there's male psychologists and we don't wonder how they could write for females. So the point is that there was some information that I could help, you know, men, but I couldn't call it emotional wellness because they wouldn't pick it up.
You're right about that now.
Yeah. So I called it 50 Tips to Power Women and ... So how to get that power in that woman and other stuff. So yeah, that's what that book was about.
Well, I saw that. I was looking at your list of accomplishments and everything that you had written, and I thought, you know, that is just, that's intriguing, and it's kind of cute, because, you know, you certainly have the skill, capacity, education, and life experience and personal experience to really be able to help people with solutions, and certainly not to minimize where you've been. I have to applaud you for wanting to write a solutions book, not just problems, but solutions. What's your Twitter handle?
Dr. Gladney, Facebook is Dr. Gladney, and my website is createamazinglife.com.
Okay, excellent. Now, let me also say, as we close things out, if you're looking for a powerful meeting that seeks a truly inspirational presenter, visit Dr. Luana Gladney's website. I am sure she'll welcome the opportunity with you. Dr. Gladney, thank you so much for joining me. It's been
thank
a true
you.
Joy.
Thank you so
and
much
you-
for being
here. Oh, it's my pleasure. To all our listeners, join us next week for more Straight Talk, Transformational Talk Radio to Live By. This is Chuck Gallagher. And remember, every choice has a consequence. So here's to the power of positive choices.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.